Welcome to Side 2, and if you're listening to this tape, Side 1 and Side 2, you've already learned how Change Your Mind got started as a program and how it developed, and you've heard a little bit about the subliminal research and some of the findings, and you've heard a couple of real-life examples from people who have used the system, so you've got a good feel for the system. What I want to talk about on Side 2 are the actual Change Your Mind script formats, the two different types of formats, how you can use these tapes, what you can expect when you use them, and then I'll answer some of the questions I get asked the most often. First, let's talk about the two parts of scripts. There are affirmation scripts and clearing scripts. And affirmation scripts you may be familiar with. Those are positive self-talk statements. So if you've worked with self-talk or affirmations or creative visualization or any of those things, you'll be quite familiar with this. What affirmations are taking your negative thoughts, such as, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, it won't work, my life isn't good, or whatever you might have going through your mind in negative ways, and rephrasing those in very positive ways. For instance, some positive statements about change from one of these scripts is, change flows like the seasons, and the universe can be trusted. That is an affirmation. It affirms a positive thought. Another one about change would be, I accept each phase of my life as natural, and I move to the new with complete faith and trust. Another positive affirmation about change would be, I see life as a process, ever unfolding, and I appreciate each stage of the unfolding. When I started working with these scripts, I found that the affirmations worked sometimes and sometimes they didn't. And I continued to work and experiment to find what the block was. And the clearing script developed to clear the blocks so the affirmations could work. I found a parable that I think sums this approach up very, very well. And this is the parable. In China, a prestigious university professor devoted his life to learning. He traveled to every library and read every book. Having mastered all written knowledge, he turned to the monasteries to learn what had not been written. He began with a pilgrimage to the oldest and wisest living monk and told him his goal, to learn all the monks knew. The monk asked if the professor had time for tea before the lesson began. The monk handed the professor a cup and saucer and began pouring the tea. He continued to pour until the cup was full, and continued to pour until the cup was overflowing into the saucer, and still he continued to pour until the tea overflowed into the professor's lap. The professor leapt up, demanding to know what the monk thought he was doing. Surely he could see that the cup was already full, and yet he continued pouring tea. The monk, speaking very gently, replied, "The cup is like your mind. It is already too full to add what I know." I keep that in mind when I develop clearing scripts. Sometimes our cups, our minds, are already too full of the negative and the messages that we've had all of our lives to add what we want to know, the positives and the affirmations. I worked for 2 years on the clearing script before it came together for me, and it is a series of sentences that go something like this. Blank and I are one. I release and forgive blank. I release and forgive blank for, I transcend blank, I surrender to blank, and I am at peace with it. Let me give you an example. Using change again as an example, if we were going to put change through a clearing script, it would sound something like this. Change and I are one. I release and forgive myself for changing. I release and forgive myself for not changing. I release and forgive my family for teaching me to resist change. I release and forgive my family for teaching me to fear change. I release and forgive others for modeling fear and resistance to change. I release and forgive myself for resisting change. I release and forgive myself for not resisting change. I release and forgive myself for fearing change. I release and forgive myself for not fearing change. And you would go on and on like that with the release and forgive series, ending with, I transcend change and my change issues. I surrender to change and I am at peace with it. Now, that script didn't come together all at once. It came together at a piece at a time. I started with the Mommy and I Are One script, and I thought, well, if Mommy and I Are One works, I wonder what Prosperity and I Are One would do, or what Living with Ease and I Are One would do. And I did one entire script for myself of just blank and I Are One, and I got some good results. Then I noticed over the years that most of the people who came to me to work on their personal scripts had things in their past that they needed to release. They were still carrying them around, and it was old stuff, and it needed to go. And they had people in their past that they need to forgive, that they had never forgiven and were carrying things about also. And I was doing release and forgive scripts for people, and that was working very well. Separately, I was experimenting with a transcendent script. I'd heard a presentation on the historical, philosophical, and religious definitions of transcendence at the church, in which the minister had said, "Transcendence is God." And I thought, well, if transcendence is God, I wonder what would happen if I transcended things. So I did one script of saying nothing but, "I transcend," and then putting words in after that, and I got good results with that. So now it was just a question of putting these things together. So I started with the Mommy and I Are One format, blank and I Are One. I wondered if being at one-ment put us at atonement, atoned us with those things. I added the release and forgive piece that I was getting such good results with, and I tacked on the transcendence part. And that became the working script. I have since added the surrender part because what you resist persists. I have found that everything in my life I continue to resist, I continue to get more of. So I thought, well, if I just quit resisting and went ahead and surrendered to that thing and was at peace with it, what would happen? And that was the last piece of the clearing script. So when you read through the scripts for these prepared tapes, I hope that will help you understand why these sentences are structured this way and why the scripts are structured this way. Now, about using those tapes and how to use them. Read through the script and make sure that you believe in what it says and that those are the kinds of sentences that you want to have put into your subconscious. If for any reason you don't agree with one of the sentences, simply forward your tape to that sentence and erase it, take it out. I want to make sure that these programs work for you and that you are in line with what is said before you put them into your subconscious. Once you've finished that, read through the script again. As we talked about on side one of the tape, the research shows that if you have something both subliminally and supraliminally, it doubles your power. So you want to make sure you've had it both ways. You may listen to the tape awake, but it is not necessary. I get asked very often, can I just listen to this tape in my car? Of course you can listen in your car, but it won't make the difference that you're looking for. Putting it into the theta brainwave state is going to make the difference you're looking for. Besides, if you're listening to one of the tapes like Releasing Your Past or Healing Your Childhood, and you have some emotional issues about that, it really is not in your best interest to be listening to it awake. It just stirs all of that up and can make you very emotional. It's much nicer just to sleep to it. The way you're going to use this tape is to listen to it at night while you sleep. There is about a 5.5 to 8 minute introduction period with some soft music and my giving you a relaxation that hopefully will put you to sleep. So you go to bed at night, you put a tape recorder beside your bed, and you put this tape on it very low, and you simply go to sleep listening to it. When you go to sleep, you should go into the theta state, and hopefully these messages will be going into that theta state. Using this super learning music that we discussed, again, you heard the research about that, will keep you in theta longer, and you get a wonderful benefit because the longer you stay in theta at night, the more relaxed you are, the more restful you are, the more peaceful you are, the more actual rest you get. So this gives you an added benefit. So put this tape on while you're going to sleep. If you are unable to sleep to it easily the first night or two, just turn it down very, very low and hang in. Most people on night three will be accustomed to the tape and will go right to sleep. And then just play it while you sleep at night. You don't need to hear the voice for the tape to work. It can be very, very low. Remember, on a subliminal tape, you couldn't hear the voice at all, and it was working. So you don't need to worry about that. It does not need to be an auto-reverse machine. You can listen to one side one night and one side the next night. The beginning of each tape is a relaxation. So if you don't have an auto-reverse, you listen to one side one night, the next night, just turn it over and listen to the second night. I ask you to listen to each tape at least 10 nights. I'm sorry, each side of each tape. If it is an emotional tape, as you may remember from the research discussion on side one of this tape, if it is an emotional tape like releasing your past, healing your childhood, I ask you to listen a little longer because the research showed that the more emotionally laden the message, the longer it took for it to, quote, soak in, unquote. So you be the judge of that. Now, if for any reason you don't listen 10 nights in a row, don't worry about it. Put it on 3 nights, don't listen for 2, listen for 5, don't listen for 3, listen for 7 more. Let this system work with you and your life. It's flexible. It is for you to design and make it work the way your life works. There are no real hard and fast rules about it. If you have resistance to putting the tape on at night, which is not unusual, by the way, don't worry about it. If something in your inner mind or inner knowing or whatever you call it, your intuition or your gut or whatever says, I don't want to listen tonight, don't listen tonight. Don't put it on. There are no hard and fast rules about this program. This program is designed, again, for you to work it into your life your way. I strongly recommend that you find some support for yourself while you're listening to one of these tapes, a good friend, someone you can talk to. If you're making major changes, it's nice to have someone to talk to. It's wonderful to have someone else listen to the tapes with you, and then you can compare notes. And the last thing I'd really like you to do when you listen to these tapes is celebrate. After you're through and you've made these changes and your life has improved in whatever way that you wanted it to, go and celebrate and give yourself the recognition that you've made these changes and that they've worked for you very, very well. That's been important for me, and I'd like you to try it if you'd be willing to do that. So let's say that you've been listening to the tapes. What can you expect? When you're working with your brain, you're working with a left brain and a right brain. Some of you may be familiar with this research. If you're not, let me just share with you that there are two separate brains up there, a left brain and a right brain. They're connected by a massive bundle of nerves called the corpus callosum. And normally these brains work in harmony, but each brain has a preferred set of tasks or functions. And of course, we've measured them with EEGs and a lot of different tracking systems now available to us with our high technology. And we've learned a lot about these two brains. I'm going to be talking very, very generally, not very specifically. But in general, the left brain processes words, language, numbers, analysis, very logical, linear functions. It prefers what's called serial processing, and that means step-by-step logical order. The left brain makes the lists and numbers them 1, 2, 3, 4. The left brain puts the spice rack in alphabetical order. The left brain keeps the tool bench perfectly neat and orderly with little jars for different sizes of screws. That is what the left brain likes, the very logical, orderly way of being. Now, in contrast, the right brain processes color, music, rhythm, spatial relationships, imagination, nonlinear functions. It sees the whole picture at once, whereas the left brain sees a little picture at a time, a little piece of each picture at a time. So it's currently popular to say your left brain, if you process in a step-by-step fashion and follow very logical patterns, and if you think in words, if you're comfortable expressing yourself verbally, talking, if you're very organized, very structured, you know, if everything's color-coordinated in your house, those kinds of things. And most IQ tests, by the way, measure left brain skills. Now, you are currently called right-brained in the popular terminology if you process in an unstructured way, if you think in pictures, if you see the whole more readily than you see the pieces. One of the ways I recognize a right-brainer is when I ask them a question, they tell me a story. If you ask a left-brainer a question, they give you a yes-no quick logical answer. The right-brainer will very often tell you a story. And the right-brainer is usually less structured in their living patterns. Now, when this is applied to subliminal research, the outcomes are almost predictable. Right brain art and science students are more susceptible to subliminals when they are loosely structured, while the left brainers are more easily influenced if they are highly structured and very organized. When you read the scripts from my prepared tapes, you're going to find that they are highly organized and highly structured. So the left brainer is going to respond to them more, and they're going to be more influenced. The right brainer will still be influenced, but not quite as much. And they will process in different ways. So what does processing mean? Processing is a term I use. It covers the emotions and the reactions that you're going to have while your mind and brain and body releases those old thoughts and those old feelings and those old patterns. The processing is complete when you feel neutral about the issues on the tape you've been listening to. Let's say you were listening to a Releasing Your Past tape, and you had someone in your childhood that always taunted you and teased you. And when you started listening to the tape, if I said that person's name, let's say it was Chuck, I said Chuck, you'd get an emotional reaction. You'd go, oh, Chuck. Well, if at the end of 10 days of listening to the tape, I say Chuck, and you go, what about Chuck? You have moved to a neutral place about Chuck, and you have processed through that issue. Now, processing through these issues can be interesting. First, I want to talk about processing by brain type. The left brain processors, and again, those are the people who are logical, orderly, sequential thinkers, and they're usually very verbal, very comfortable expressing themselves, talking about things. Well, it makes sense. They often process verbally, so they will talk about these issues as they clear. But once they've discussed it, they usually leave it behind. But for some reason, they're usually not willing to leave that issue behind until they've talked about it one more time. So it could be an issue from very far in the past, and you'll think, why is this person bringing this up? Once they've discussed it, you'll find they probably will not have that issue be important for them again. They have processed it out verbally. I had a wonderful left brain couple, Mark and Mary, who came in and worked with me, and they did their clearing tapes the same week, different tapes, but they each did them at the same time. And they called me back to tell me they were sitting together at dinner on about the fifth night, and they talked for like 4 hours, way into the night after dinner, and they just kept talking about everybody in their past, and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and all these things that had gone on in their past. And when they were finished, they looked at each other and said, why are we talking about this? Who cares about this old stuff? And they've been neutral about those issues ever since. But before they turned them loose, they talked about them one more time. Now, the right brain processor, on the other hand, that's the visual person, more emotive, usually more creative, less structured. They very often process in pictures. They are visual and they process in pictures. And so instead of talking about these old issues, they may see pictures float up from the past. They may have old images or old visions come up, old scenes. And very often they will dream about the people and the issues involved. And again, once they have seen them, visualized them, pictured them, these issues seem to be clear. I have found the more extreme right brainers, a very small percentage, I'd say 2 to 5% of the people I've worked with, seem to process in bad dreams or nightmares if they're working with very emotional issues. So if that happens for you, if you begin to have a nightmare or a series of nightmares while you're on a tape, please do not be upset. You will have that nightmare and you will dream it out, and then that issue will be resolved for you. It will be neutral for you. So that seems to be a normal way for a right brainer to process. Now let's talk about processing by past experience. It seems logical and it makes good sense that the amount of processing and the intensity of your processing is going to be in direct proportion to the experiences you're clearing. And of course, my observations support that. If you were raised in a wonderful, loving, stable home, it was very peaceful, you had a peaceful life as a child, nothing ever went wrong, your processing will probably go very, very fast, it will be unnoticed, and you won't mind clearing scripts at all because you don't have too many issues in there. On the other hand, to the degree your life experiences vary from that scenario, and you did not have a peaceful, loving, stable environment through your childhood years and your development years, you are probably not going to enjoy the clearing parts of the scripts very much. You may have some resistance to listening to them. You may not want to put them on at night. You may not want to release some of these people and forgive them. And I will almost guarantee you that at some point in listening to these tapes, you're going to have some sort of emotional release. Now, the way you do the emotional release is going to depend, again, on you and what your emotional style is. If your emotional style is to cry, you may cry. If it's to grieve, you may grieve. If it's to withdraw and get quiet, you may withdraw and get quiet. That will depend entirely on you. I worked with a woman about 30 years old, an office manager, a professional woman, and she had a history of coping with difficult situations in her teen years by running away. She'd run away from home many, many times. And when she did her first combination clearing script and success for women script, which is a pretty powerful script, on the third day, she walked out of her office impulsively, didn't say anything to anybody, got in her car, and drove for more than 200 miles. She ran away. That was her form of coping, left over from her childhood. She called me long distance, by the way, from a phone booth over 200 miles away to report her actions, laughing, saying she got all the way down there, and suddenly she saw everything perfectly clearly. She saw her patterns, she saw her issue, her need to escape, and she was fine. She turned around and drove back home and has been fine on those issues ever since, and is just doing wonderfully in her life. I'm just excited to follow her progress. So those are some of the possibilities. I also find there are some differences in processing by gender. In other words, men and women process differently. Again, this is very generalized, and it may not apply to you. But there appears to be a general gender-based processing pattern. At least 60% of the men that I've worked with go into denial about the tape working. Actually, most of them go into denial about ever hearing the tape at all. One wonderful story, I had a man who called me for 6 weeks saying, you told me listen for 10 days, but I've been listening to this, putting this tape on every night for 6 weeks, and I haven't been able to fall asleep yet, and so I've never gotten it into my subconscious. It can't possibly be working. And the next day, his wife called me, and she said, we've never met, but I overheard my husband talking to you yesterday, and I have got to tell you that he has heard that tape. I haven't. He has kept me awake snoring every night while he snores through the tape. I'm awake. So there's some interesting process in there about denying that we're even hearing the tape. Then once we do hear it, if we admit we hear it, we deny that it has done us any good. I had one gentleman come in, and we'll call him John, and he was a real estate agent, and he came in because he said he did nothing but veg out. He was on workers' comp, which covered his subsistence living, and then he was working as a real estate agent, but really not working. So I said, well, so explain your day to me. What do you do? And he said, well, I really just spend my days going from the TV to the refrigerator and back. He was overweight. He had no direction, no motivation. He was not a very happy man. So we did some scripts for him. So on the 10th day, he called me at the office to tell me the tape wasn't working, and he was very angry and resentful because he was wasting his money, and he needed that money for his house payment and on and on. So after he had finished, I said, oh, I'm just curious, how much TV are you watching every day now? And he exploded over the telephone. Watch TV? Why would I watch TV? There's nothing worth watching on TV. I've got too much to do to watch TV, but this tape isn't working. So I find very often we go into denial about the tape working. Women don't seem to do as much denial as the men do, and again, I don't know why that is. Processing time frames. How long will it take me to process through this? I don't want to have these negative emotions for very long. This is something people ask me all the time and they're very interested in. The good news is about half of the people who listen to the tapes process in their sleep, so they never notice, which is great. Of course, the other half don't. Those people will often report that they awaken very tired, as if they'd worked all night, which of course they have. Their subconscious has been working all night. Most people complete their processing in 3 to 10 days, and day three seems to be kind of a trigger day for people. Whatever you're going to encounter, come up against the wall, or whatever that means for you, get sad, get tired, grieve, cry, or whatever, it very often happens on day three, and for extended processing can happen from day three to day five. Very, very few go over 10 days. I can't, again, guarantee you that, but I can give you the percentages. Very, very few people are in process longer than 10 days. If you will keep a journal and pay attention to your process, you'll be able to identify it, and then you'll know each time you do a tape what to expect. For instance, Dick did 3 tapes with me before he recognized his process, and then he called me back and reported back, and he said, I'm always tired on day one. Starting day two, I want nails for breakfast. And then on 3 p.m. on day two, everything smooths out. And he found that that process was consistent. Each tape he did after that, he would experience this same way of handling the tape. Marilyn kept a journal for me while she was listening to her tape, and I'll read you that journal. It was a very simple, quick one. She did a self-esteem clearing tape. This is her journal. Day 1, made tape, felt myself rebelling against some of the statements. Day 2, did not use tape. Day 3, used tape, had trouble going to sleep. Day 4, restless night, was tired all day and didn't feel good. Day 5, again, a restless night and tired all day. Did not feel good about myself, played tape and couldn't fall asleep. Day 6, unorganized day, but felt all right about myself. Dinner out with friends whose lifestyle I admire, but I didn't envy them. This was her first self-esteem breakthrough. Day 7, fell asleep right away. Day 8, felt confident, well-balanced day, listened to tape, good feeling. Day 9, feel better, another well-balanced day. Day 10, good day for accomplishing things, taking charge of life, did not listen to tape. Day 11, feel good and now I'm in control. She was through her process. She had listened to the tape 7 nights out of 10, but she had only slept to it 2 nights, so she really only had 2 nights of subliminal programming. Now, I can't predict your process in advance, but as I said, if you'll be willing to keep a journal, I think you'll be able to identify it, and then you'll know each time what to expect from your next tape. Hopefully, that covers enough about how to use the tape and what you can expect from the tape for you to be comfortable trying them. So now I'd like to move into those questions I get asked the most often that are the most common questions and see if I can answer them for you. The first one that's in everyone's mind, of course, when we talk about subliminals or subliminal programming or someone in there messing around with our brains and our thoughts is, how can I be sure these tapes really are safe? I have done everything I know how to do to make these tapes safe for you. As you know, you have a word-for-word script provided to you, so if you don't agree, you can take the statements off you don't like. In addition, I've used my years of experience to add lines like as appropriate and to do the kinds of things I've learned to do to make these tapes good and healthy and healing and powerful and positive. In addition to that, on the introduction to your tape, and if you'd like to listen to it awake first, you will hear it. At the end of that introduction, I have added a protection piece, and it says this: you are now at your inner level. At this level, you can easily connect with your subconscious mind. You are divinely protected as you listen to these messages. You accept the messages that are healing and for your highest good, dissolving all else. You change easily and effortlessly now, and you are at peace with your changes. As you know, your mind, brain, body, spirit is surrounded by healing love, and you are ready to accept your true place with universal peace, health, abundance, joy, and harmony. So what I have done on your tape is, as soon as you were asleep and before I started the actual script, I've put in a protection for you that you're divinely protected as you listen and that you will only accept the messages that are healing for your highest good and that you will dissolve everything else. So if there's a message on there that doesn't work for you, your mind hopefully will just not pay attention to it. So that's why I believe these tapes are probably the safest on the market today. I very often get asked by people, but I've used subliminal tapes before and they didn't work. Why didn't they work if this subliminal research says that, you know, it really works? Well, that's a hard question to answer. There are a number of possibilities, and I'll just go over several of those. First, most commercial subliminal tapes on the market have 10 to 12 messages embedded under the music, and they either repeat those 10 to 12 messages over and over, or they just repeat them once. Now, if one of those messages doesn't click for you, that tape doesn't work for you. If they don't have your message, then that tape's not going to work for you. In addition, those messages are all affirmations messages. I don't believe there is any other tape producer in the country right now using the clearing script. I developed it. It's personally mine, and I don't believe anyone else has adopted it yet. So if you have a block and there isn't anything on the tape to remove that block, clear it out, then that tape's not going to work for you either. Another possible reason, more than 95% of the commercial subliminal tapes on the market today are recorded in the male voice. A few are now being co-recorded in the male and female voices, but they still have a male voice on them. Now, my observations with the hundreds of people I've worked with indicate that many women will not accept a subliminal message in a male voice. They will just reject the male voice. And even more importantly, I have found any women with abuse in their background will become very, very angry listening to these tapes and have outbursts. They really do not want that male voice in the subconscious. So if you are female, it is very possible these tapes are not working for you. Now, some commercial subliminals are very well written, and there are some fine people in the business today, but quite a few of them are not, frankly. They're poorly written and they're totally ineffective. Some are even inferior. For an example, one year my daughter was biting her fingernails and I decided to run an experiment. So I bought the script to the leading Stop Biting Your Nails subliminal tape on the market that year. I bought the script, I recorded it in my voice, the mother's voice, very powerful, to my technology, the super learning music behind it, an 8-second sequencing and cadencing, and I played that for my daughter. And at the end of 2 days, her nails were so much worse, she had bitten behind the quick and they were bleeding. So using the script that had been written to cure that and putting it in the powerful technology I use had actually worsened her condition. So I would suggest you be very careful of the kinds of scripts you listen to. Interestingly, another reason a subliminal might not work for you is some tapes claim to be subliminal that are really music only, taken into the laboratory and tested and to separate out to try to find the voice. There is no voice. It's a music tape. Not very ethical and pretty interesting. On the other hand, sometimes you just can't find the answers to what works and what doesn't, as this piece of research will show you. In 1989, at the University of Northern Colorado, they did a study on a subliminal weight loss tape. One of the major tape producers here in the country paid for that study, and they studied the group for 16 weeks. This is how the study went. 60 people were divided into three groups. Group A listened to a tape with music only. Now, they were told they had a subliminal tape on weight loss. But it wasn't. It was just music. The Baroque music, the super learning music that we've talked about on this tape that the research supports. Group B listened to a tape with music and a subliminal message on weight loss, both in a male and female voice. And they were told that they were listening to a subliminal message on weight loss, which they were. They were not given a copy of that message. Group C listened to a tape with the same message that Group B got, and they got it both supraliminally in the male voice and subliminally in the male and female voice. So in other words, Group C got a tape that they could hear a man making statements about weight loss to them. What they couldn't hear, but was also on their tape, was a man and woman making those same statements subliminally. Now they followed the group, and at the end of 6 weeks, this was the outcome. Group A, the music-only group, who was told they were listening to a weight loss tape, but they were really listening to nothing but music, lost more weight than Group B, who was listening to the subliminal tape. So music was more effective for them for weight loss than a subliminal tape with messages about weight loss. Group B, the music and subliminal message group, had no visible trends of weight loss, and some actually gained weight. So the group listening to a subliminal tape on losing weight had no weight loss or gained weight. It worsened their condition. And Group C, the music and supraliminal and subliminal message group, lost the most weight. I talked for some time to the researcher that did this study over a period of 3 months, and he said he is still trying to find an explanation for this one. He can't find his way out of it. So if you've tried subliminal tapes before and they worked, I'm delighted. If they didn't work, who knows why, but there are a lot of possibilities. I get asked very often, what if someone else can hear my tape? What if I'm playing it in my house and I have a partner or children in the house or whatever? Well, my response is fantastic. I'd love to have everybody hear these tapes. But if you have a concern about it, there are a few things to do. First, you might share a script with the other person or persons who will be within listening and ask their permission to play it. If they don't mind, then certainly play it through the house loudly enough for everyone. If they do mind, or if you choose not to share this and want to listen to it alone, you can certainly sleep with earphones. which is uncomfortable for some people. And there is also a pillow speaker available. Most of your electronic stores will have them. And it's a small circular speaker about the size of a silver dollar. It plugs right into your tape recorder where your earphones would plug in, and you can slip it right into your pillowcase and put your ear on it and turn it down very, very low so you will be the only one that hears it. Now, if you do want to run it through the house, people often ask me, how young can people respond to this? Can I use these with my children, and how young can the children be for this to be effective? Yes, you can use it for kids. First, I'd spend some time thinking about, you know, why you're doing it, how you want your child to benefit, discuss it with the child if the child is old enough or whatever's appropriate. I have used tapes for children as young as 2.5. Again, those were customized tapes, not these prepackaged tapes. Denise came in to work with me one time. She had a son, 2.5, who had never slept through the night because of severe eczema. And we wrote a very simple script for him, that his skin felt good and it was smooth and it was cool and things like that. And she said within 2 nights, he had slept through the night for the first time. Obviously, we also put on that script, Mommy and I are one, Mommy loves me, Daddy and I are one, Daddy loves me, and we just put some of the basic emotional support kind of statements on it. So who knows what made it work? If you have a child that young and you're playing one of these more sophisticated package tapes, my suggestion is what will work for them, they will hear, and what won't, they won't. It won't hurt them. It is especially important for them to get the Mommy and I are one and the Daddy and I are one lines, so it will not work against them. Again, that is your choice how you choose to use these tapes. I often get asked, how will I know if this tape is working, since so many people go into denial and I'm denying it all the time? Well, the first thing is listen to feedback from your family and friends. They'll probably notice your changes before you do. Mine certainly do, and they're always happy to point it out to me. Another quick way, again, is to consider keeping a journal. Date your script, make notes of your behavior and your feelings for 2 to 3 or 4 weeks. Just jot some things down, and then in 3 months, go back and review your notes. I keep each one of my scripts, I keep them dated, and I go back through them. And it is just fascinating to me that scripts that I spent a week writing, that I recorded myself, I have all this time and energy in them, if I will leave them alone for 6 months and go back and read them, my response is always exactly the same. I wonder why in the world I made that script. I must have been experimenting for someone else. I am so far beyond that issue, I can no longer relate to ever having needed the script. And that's been going on for about 6 years now. I haven't changed. One of the women who also wrote me about her clearing script, she had kept a journal, and I just am so delighted with this that I want to share it with you. She had some very serious issues that she was trying to clear, and she'd had them for many, many years. She was a middle-aged woman. She did a clearing script, and she wrote me the following note. I have not listened to my tape except in my sleep. Today, as I sat down to write you and write another script, I picked up my script to go over it. I just couldn't do it. As I started to read it, it became boring, and I threw it away. Well, if you go back over a script in a few months and you just can't read through it because it's just too boring, I would say that that script has worked. You've become very neutral about that issue, and it's no longer an issue in your life. I sometimes get asked, will I become dependent on these tapes? I've never seen anyone become dependent on them, but if you're worried about that, you may have an addictive personality, and you may want to spend extra time working with the tapes that deal with addictions. And if you do become dependent on them, it's not a bad dependency. It's all positive and healing, but I have not had that happen. I get asked, can I learn Spanish or math or history this way? Well, some people can sleep learn, but most can't. There isn't any definitive research on who can and who can't. You may be one of the people that can. You're certainly willing to try it. I would suggest instead that you buy the book Super Learning and try that system, Awake to Learn the Facts. And then if you choose to make your own subliminal tape, you can do a tape that says, it's fun to learn Spanish, I learn Spanish easily and effortlessly, I feel comfortable learning Spanish. Those are the kinds of sentences you want to put into your subconscious while you're putting the Spanish and other things that you want to learn into your conscious. I've also been asked about the subliminal tapes that use speeded up voices and whether or not they work. Some tapes use accelerated speech, and they claim constant repetition at high speeds will lock in the messages, but there's no research to prove this. Normal speech is about 150 words a minute, which is about what I'm talking to you, a little faster. And studies show that understanding declines at 300 words a minute, so if I started speeding myself up, you wouldn't hear me at all. Those are some of the most commonly asked questions. I hope we've covered yours. If you have more questions, feel free to drop me a note. I'd be happy to respond to them. If you have anything else you'd like to know that I haven't been able to cover, again, if you'll drop me a note, it may take me a while, but I will get back with you and see if I can help you out. I wish you the best of luck with the Change Your Mind program. It has changed my life, and I hope it will change yours. Thank you for listening to this tape.